I asked James earlier what the weather was like outside. And James, you said hot. Is it really hot out there?
Yes.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
10.
And
about to be 11.
When's your birthday?
April 28th.
And you'll be 11 on that date?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Can you tell me who's in your family?
My mom, my brothers, and my sister, and my mom's friend.
And what school do you go to?
Sunnyside.
Oh, I've been to Sunnyside. It's a great school. I've spent a little bit of time there in after-school programs and in doing other things. I'm looking for some nice music that we can listen to while we talk with each other, and I thought I had it, and I didn't. That's why I'm looking away from you right now. I'm going to find it. There's what I was looking for, so we're going to hear some nice music while we talk. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to play football, and I like to play sports.
Great. And when you play football, offense, defense, any particular?
I like to play quarterback.
I had a feeling, because you seem like a leader. I don't know why. You've got that sparkle in your eyes that makes me think like you would be pretty good at telling a team what to do. Are you good at that sort of stuff?
Yes.
I thought so. What do you like in the classroom? Do you have any favorite subjects? What do you do?
Math and reading.
So right next to you is a woman named Marna Owens who is going to study engineering, which requires a lot of math. Marna, do you remember? You're in sixth now, James, or seventh?
Fifth.
Fifth, okay. Sorry, you're 11. I'm sorry. I was thinking you were 12 going on 13. 11 going on 12. Do you remember math in fifth grade?
No, I'm 10, about to be.
10 going on 11. I'm getting confused. Have you been up since 4 this morning, 4 o'clock?
Well, no, 11:20.
Okay. I've been up since 4, so it's kind of a tough morning. Do you remember math in fifth grade, Marna?
No.
So what kind of
so long ago.
So what kind of stuff are you doing in math, James?
Well, we do percentages, fractions. We do a lot of things. Like, basically, we would practice fractions and multiplication, adding and addition and subtraction with or fractions.
That's a lot to do. What do you like about math?
Well, I like that I'm learning the things that I should be learning, and I like my teacher of math.
What's your teacher's name?
Mr. Warden.
That's good that you like. I like how you put that, to be learning the things you should be learning. Can you tell me more what you meant by that? I like that.
What do you mean?
Well, are you, when you say should be learning, these are things that help you, like once you learn them, you can learn other.
It's helping me learning for when I grow up, and if I have money and I go to some store or something, they try to cheat me out my money, I would know how to count.
Yeah, practical things. That's what I really liked, the way you expressed that. Well, this is your big brother from Big Bro. What's his name?
John.
And let's meet him. Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
How long have you and James been together?
It'll be, we're at just over 3 years now.
Wow.
Almost at 3 years we've been matched.
And I'm always curious what it was like at the beginning. James, do you remember when you first met John?
Yes. When I first met John, I wanted to hang out with him.
Immediately, huh? How cool. So what was it like for you, John?
It was an experience. You know, he's been a joy to be around. He's taught me quite a bit. He keeps me on my toes, but we do a lot of interesting things, and it keeps me active, and
do seem like a good pair.
We get around, we get along like brothers.
That's good.
We're definitely brothers, aren't we, James?
Yes.
So what are some of the things you've done together that have really been fun?
Well, we went to Big Brother and Big Sister Christmas party, and we went ice skating, and John actually helped me how to skate.
Excellent.
I don't skate very well myself, so.
Yeah, and then after he taught me, I had to help him.
I always had trouble with my ankles going in when I would ice skate.
Yeah, I will always stay on the ramp and hold on to the ramp.
But you're always willing to help people that fell.
Yeah. John, what do you do for a living?
I work for PNC Bank.
And have you ever gone to see where John works?
Not yet.
That could be something that would be fun, because you could count stuff. You could count all the money with the math skills you were talking about.
And basically his paycheck, some of his paycheck, I think about $5 would go to me.
Yeah, you'd get a percentage, like a fee for counting all the money.
If I help, some money goes to me too.
I like the way you're thinking here.
He's always thinking.
Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older? What do you want to do?
I'd like to be a chef.
Huh. Do you like to cook now? Tell me some of the things that you cook.
I cook eggs. I help my mom cook spaghetti and pork chops.
You help me bake cookies around Christmas?
Yeah, and on Thanksgiving, I would help my mom butter the turkey.
Wow. That's excellent. Have you always liked to cook, going back to even when you were a little boy?
Yes.
That is something. Well, and you can make a pretty good living being a chef. There's a lot there.
I want to be a chef because my grandma, she's a chef, and I got family members that's in my family that's a chef.
Oh, and is your grandma at a restaurant?
I think she worked at a hotel. I'm not sure.
That's hard work. And you talk about math, knowing how to measure and how to time things.
Because if you didn't know math, you wouldn't be able to be a chef, because you need to know how many measuring that you need for the food.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So what got you interested in the program, John?
My wife actually got me interested. I was just kind of looking for a way to, you know, put myself out there and to help people, and she suggested Big Brothers Big Sisters, and you know, it took me off about a week to fill out the application and you know, get involved.
And it sounds like you're glad that you did this.
Oh, it was one of the best decisions I've made.
One thing I'm curious about, James, if you had to compare life before John and now, how's it different now?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, has John made it easier for you to do certain things, or
yes,
helped you grow a little bit as a man, I would imagine? That might be a better question for me to ask John. Like, your life before James, after James?
It's completely different. I mean, he's taught me quite a bit. You know, just growing in, you know, as a person, I was, to be honest, impatient, a little uptight. Met him, that's kind of gone away. He's allowed me to bring out that inner child. And then also, too, you know, there's things that my dad has taught me growing up that I've been able to kind of pass on to him. As, you know, a lot of the things we like to do is, you know, working with our hands and building woodworking. And, you know, that's some of the things we do, even if it's just small little projects here and there.
So you've got that same family connection that James was mentioning with his ancestors, with your grandma, for example, and you've got woodworkers or people working with their hands in their family. Interesting. Marna, do you want to ask anything of these guys? Are you thinking anything?
I actually have interviewed myself when I was at the Waffle Walk for Hip Hop Unlock and at the radio station. I actually interviewed Tom Baker, which is the head for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And it's amazing getting to see the product, because you see him and he's one of the figureheads. But when you see like what is produced, it's really nice, because the bond between you guys is really cool. I actually really like it.
Yeah, by the way, this is Marna Owens. If you're tuning in and wondering, just so you know, she was a Fab 40 winner, is selected by the New Pittsburgh Courier, and I just thought she should stick around because she's a budding broadcaster and a really interesting person. That's a good point. You know, we have Sandra Aretano here as well from Big Brothers Big Sisters, who we've been ignoring all this time. And she and people like Tom Baker and the many other people at Big Brothers Big Sisters, you've got to be so thrilled when you see matches
thrilled.
Like this thrive.
I'm very thrilled. I do match support at Big Brothers Big Sisters, so they are on my caseload, and they're a wonderful match. And they're a wonderful match, and they really, they're typical of the matches that we have. So, they're great together.
You know, if you had to encourage somebody, James, maybe there's a boy like your age that doesn't want to get involved with Big Brothers because he's afraid of it or doesn't know what it's all about, what would you say to him?
I would say if you try it, you'll like it, because any brother that they choose or sister that they choose for you, it's great.
That's a great way of putting it. And what about from your perspective, John, if there's somebody that's just thinking, you know, I'd like to do this, but I don't know if I've got enough time. I don't know if I can, you know, handle having to be responsible for somebody else. What would you say?
I went through the same thing myself. It's a time commitment, but the reward you get for the hours that you spend a month, you know, the phone calls you get are just, I mean, they're not just rewarding to yourself, they're rewarding to your little brother or little sister. You know, you see the growth, not just, you know, as you would, you know, in a normal life, but it kind of adds that other dynamic to, you know, a relationship that you gain between yourself and somebody of a, you know, a little younger. And, you know, it's really a great mentor, you know, becoming a great mentor.
And 3 years is just a huge milestone. So, James, I want to give you a pass to the Children's Museum that is for both you and your brother. And I also want to give you one of our official, very official radio broadcasting patches. And you can, there's Make Shop here at the Children's Museum that you can actually build stuff, because it sounds like you guys enjoy building things. And there are tools, and, you know, it's not it's real stuff that you can build things with, and a lot of other exhibits. And you can use that today or on any day of your choice. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about or say?
Yes, I got a question for you. Don't you know you were talking about the boy that I would encourage? Well, maybe this boy that I would encourage when I had no one to talk to, and, like, besides his ancestors, he could maybe come to Big Brothers or Big Sisters and have someone to talk to.
That's a good idea. Why do you think it's important to have somebody to talk to?
Because if you don't have no one to talk to, it's like you're a lonely person and you don't have nothing to do.
That's a really good point, and I'm sure the same is true from your perspective, John.
Oh yeah, I mean he's taught me a lot. I mean it's definitely been rewarding, and I'm always there for James. And yeah, you know, he's called me multiple times, but just to talk, and you know, and I enjoy, you know, spending that, you know, even if it's just 2 minutes on the phone talk, and it's great.
James, I was going to ask you, how do you probably see each other maybe every 2 weeks?
Usually every 2 weeks, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes just a little bit less, depending on both of our schedules.
So how do you keep in touch in between?
We talk what?
Well, when we're free, we try to contact each other when we're free.
And is that by phone or?
Phone.
So you're able to talk to each other, and that's terrific. Sandra, anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yes, actually, April the 18th, we have our volunteer recognition dinner, and it's just a dinner to thank all of our volunteers, like John, for all the wonderful things they do for their littles. We'll also be recognizing our littles who are graduating high school that evening, and our Big Sister of the Year for Pennsylvania, Roberta London, will also be recognized. So it's exciting.
And Big Brothers Big Sisters has a milestone anniversary coming up, which is exciting.
Yeah, it is. That's always exciting. I wanted to mention, too, that James also has two brothers in our program who have Big Brothers.
That's wonderful. What are their what are your brothers' names, James?
My brother's name is Markel and Javion, and their Big Brother's name is David and Donnie.
And do you think your brothers have benefited from the program as much as you have? They enjoy it, too?
Yes.
That's really wonderful to hear. Marna, anything else you'd like to ask of these guys?
How do you think he's changed your life?
Well, he's changed my life because ever since he came into my life, it was easier for me to do my homework and do my math problems in school.
That's terrific. Well, I want to thank you, James, and John, and Sandra for being here. And also Marna for sticking around a little extra to talk. I thought you'd enjoy meeting everybody and vice versa.
I did enjoy meeting everybody.
And James, I hope you'll keep in touch. I'd really like to see how you grow, and I'll bet you'll be an amazing chef if that's what you want to be. Thanks for being with us. It's 12 minutes now before 11 o'clock. Jay Hitt is going to perform live in our next hour. For more information about Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can go to bbbspittsburgh.org. The Saturday Light Brigade. Jay Hitt is coming up. I know he's here. I saw him a little bit ago, and he's got a brand new record. We're going to talk about that and catch up. And James and John and Marna and Sandra and I have been talking, and then I realized I never had a chance to... James actually reminded me that he had some shout-outs. By the way, Shout Sister Shout was done by the group Shout Sister Shout, and Song of My Brothers was from Rod McDonald. And James, who did you want to give a shout-out to? Come a little closer so make sure they hear you.
I want to give a shout-out to my mom, my brothers, my Aunt Gwen, and all my family.
And did I hear your big brother John say that you're about to be... Did he say uncle?
Uncle.
Wow. That's got to be exciting. When's that going to happen, Dina?
Next month.
Very cool. Well, thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to say? Because this is our last time. We got a couple minutes, though, so if there's anything you want to say, feel free.
I love you, Mom.